This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And Marty Griffin, 10 until 2, and we'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes. And we just got word through social media channels first that Craig Wolfley, Steelers' longtime color analyst and former player, has passed overnight. And we're being joined by Jeff Hathorn and our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Gentlemen, on top of the news we've had in the last couple of weeks, this really hits hard and close to home. His wife, Faith, writing, "So sorry to tell you that Craig lost his short but courageous battle with cancer. Took a turn for the worse yesterday when his body started to struggle to keep his blood pressure up. Last night, they moved him to ICU, but were unable to stabilize him. He went home to be with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 4:31. And hopefully greeted by his best friend, Tunch, as well as his brother, Dale, were there waiting with the big bear hug. I will keep you posted on arrangements. All the immediate family knows, so feel free to share.
Wow.
And,
man, what a personality. What a personality.
I just saw him a few weeks ago. And I know how much he struggled when Tunch passed. They were like glued at the hip, right, Jeff?
Well, oh, I don't even know if that's a strong enough phrase to use for their friendship. And not only did they use their friendship in their work environment, they hung out personally and did tremendous work for the Light of Life mission and made that their mission to try to make other people's lives better. I mean, they were, you knew them both. I mean, Craig was always happy, mm-hmm. You know, even if things weren't going well, he would have something positive to say. He's just,
it's tough, Jeff. I mean, these guys, both Tunch and along with Mike Webster and Craig all attended South Hills Bible Chapel together. They were tight, really tight.
And both men of great faith, as Jeff pointed out, did so much for Light of Life Rescue Mission and helping the hungry. Craig was 66 years old.
And Larry, let me say this. I think people would hear Craig, and you almost feel like he was that fun uncle or cousin. That was him. Like, what you heard was authentic Craig, the little sayings, how he would mix words, but make no mistake, he was a very smart man. Two-time All-American at Syracuse, played for a decade with the Steelers, and as you guys know, like, he was competitive in his off seasons, he would enter weightlifting competitions. And he was a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He boxed. Like he could do all of it. Like we would always joke, like, okay, the Steelers are tough, but I would probably pick a fight with one of the Steelers before I would have picked one with Craig.
And he and his
Not
wife.
Not that I ever saw him mad. I did.
I never saw him mad.
I've been worried.
To that point, Jeff, he and his wife, Faith, owners of the Wolfpack Boxing Club in Bridgeville, where they taught boxing, martial arts, and other athletics.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but what I'm reading here says that he entered the Strongman, World's Strongest Man competition back in 1981. He placed fifth.
Yes.
Yeah,
And that was a year into his pro career. Now, you know, they didn't make money. They didn't make the kind of money we see now. And even some of that prize money and some of that stuff was valuable to these guys. And man, Craig loved being in shape. He would try all these new things. I remember when kettlebells first became a thing and he had all these kettlebell workouts.
Yeah, this comes as a complete shock to most people. Again, he was apparently only diagnosed a couple of weeks ago. So on one hand, it wasn't a long struggle like we saw with his buddy Tunch, but those two were thinking of those two together. But I'm thinking of his wife and all the people, the fans. Yeah. Loved him. He was our John Madden, right?
There was no time during the 1980s that he was not like just a rock on the offensive line. Played the majority of his time. He was a left guard, just as reliable as day and night. And he was a fifth-round draft pick, guys. Look at the career that he wound up having.
Well,
And yet, he made a bigger impact off it.
Yep.
Which says something about the man. And he used to call Tunch his Chaluch. And I guess that's the only thing that maybe brings a smile to my face is that those two are reunited. But just horrible news.
Yeah. Sad news. Again, Craig Wolfley, Steelers radio color analyst and longtime player, passed overnight at the age of 66. Jeff, thank you. And Paul, thank you. It's been a rough road the last few weeks.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.